i.e. the other side of the world. Yes, this is a pretty exotic place, all right. We're, I don't know, about an hour's flight from Saigon, about an hour, maybe an hour and a half to Hong Kong, and close to Cambodia, and, you know, look it up on the map. It's kind of an interesting and very, very exotic place. And I'm right in the middle of it here in Manila in the Philippines and taking your predictions for the year 2010. Now, a lot older here than it is there. Let's see. Yes, getting very close to the West Coast now, I think. It's getting a little hard to keep track of time, but one, two, three, four. So about an hour away from the, little less than an hour away from the West Coast mountain states. Already have it, or just had it. So, Happy New Year. We will continue taking predictions for the year 2010 and reviewing those made for 2009 in just a moment. Well, okay, back to it we go, trying to get as many in as we can reasonably do. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Hi.
This is James.
Where are you, and what is your first name?
James, north of Phoenix.
All right, excellent.
And I have a nagging feeling that they're going to find out that from the mid-18th, 19th century to the early 20th century, they're going to find that many silver and gold coins have been counterfeited. I mean, mega coins.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's kind of I like a remote viewing, and I've been practicing out-of-body things. I've been trying this OBERV. It's kind of a skill I like to play with. You don't get one task. You get a whole download.
You know, I hate to say it, but your prediction sounds altogether pretty reasonable. I mean, there was a clamor for gold with the recent, economic downturn.
Oh, yes, sir.
A lot of people bought gold, and I bet you're right. Boy, I bet you're right. Never thought of it.
I'm kind of worried about the lower class and the middle class people losing their fortunes, you know, their family heirlooms.
Well, yes. And you know, it's happening anyway. I mean, people's wealth is, there's no question about it, at risk. When the government begins printing the kind of money they had to print to keep us from going into a serious depression, there are side effects to that, and one of them is inflation. And when it begins, it's going to begin, I'm afraid it's going to be pretty bad, and people's wealth, if they have not protected it in some way, is going to vanish. And so gold is a place to go. As we know, you can see it by the price, and so people will always take advantage of other people. And so you're right, sir.
Well, bless you, sir, and hope you have a good, and everybody else has a good year this year.
Thank you very much, and take care. Prediction number 67. These really are seemingly well-thought-out predictions we're getting this year. I'm very proud of you. First-time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Judy in Atlanta, and I would like to predict that there's going to be a major outbreak of a very virulent form of flu next year. I don't know if it's going to be a variant of the H1N1, but I feel like there's a very strong potential for a recombination event, especially now that it has been found in birds.
Have you taken your H1N1 shot yet?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. but you see it coming. In other words, you see perhaps a variant of the H1N1 or something brand new, huh?
It could be brand new, but now that it's been found in Turkey, since it's circulating through birds now, I am concerned. And I also find it rather disquieting that there's been very little news of the seasonal flu this year. Where is it? What's going on there?
Quite right. The whole thing is somewhat suspect, frankly. Anyway, okay, it's prediction number 68, and I hope you're all wrong.
Me too.
All right, take care. The whole thing is a little bit, the way it happened is very suspect, very suspect. It happened at the wrong time of year for the flu. It happened in one place and spread so quickly, there's something we don't know about it. I'm sure the intelligence agencies, hither and yon, know a lot more about it than they have told us. Okay, west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art.
Hi.
Happy new decade.
Boy, it is a new decade. That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And not only that, it's a blue moon and an eclipse. Now, we've got a blue moon here, but you don't get that blue moon till the end of next month, is my understanding.
Well, I took a good look at it. It was gigantic last night. Beautiful moon last night as the explosions were echoing through the concrete canyon walls here in Manila. It was amazing. You have no idea what it was like here last night. Wow.
Oh, man. But, of course, that's only a calendar thing as far as the blue moon. So since it happens after the terminus, for you, your blue moon is in January, is the way that I read that.
Well, I can live with it.
Oh, and by the way, cats do have souls. Sometime I'd like to talk to you about my cats. So.
Well, I agree with you completely. Not only that, but the guy who said the random event generators, if affected by human minds, would be affected by animal minds as well, perhaps even more heavily by animal minds. That was a really cool thought.
Yeah, it really was. Well, I'm listening on KFI tonight. They're back up. I'm on the Mendocino Coast in Northern California.
Yes. Welcome back, KFI. You missed half the predictions.
Yeah. Well, my prediction sounds similar to some that you've already gotten, but I've had this in what I would call flashes of premonition, where I just feel the earth just move catastrophically. And I'm talking like 8+. In Mendocino, off the coast, there is a, what do they call it, a methane plume under the water along the San Andreas right now. The geysers have been going off. And all the way to Reno, we've had all kinds of volcanic activity under Mount Rose, I believe it is, Steamboat Springs. A lot of movement, as you know. By the way, I used to live in Southern California. Very possible that the Mojave Desert could have one of those volcanic cones that are out there today off Old Route 66. Those could reactivate. And with all the activity, now with Puerto Rico also, Montserrat is going off.
Oh, listen, we've got Mayan, the volcano here, 300 miles south, going big time.
So the whole Mother Earth is shaking us off like fleas, I guess, is the way we could look at it. And this prediction, though, I feel it's imminent. In fact, if it happens before 11, since it's already the new decade on your side, would it still count as a prediction for next year? Because I really feel it's about to happen, Art.
Yes, I will allow that. What specifically should I write as your prediction?
Okay, my prediction is an 8+ epicenter off the northern plate and the Pacific plate where they meet in Cape Mendocino area. And this indicator of that methane coming up out of the San Andreas just sounds to me like it's about to peel away. So an 8+ earthquake in Mendocino area north of San Francisco. But, I mean, I heard them last night. Everybody's feeling that this is about to happen here.
Does a feeling like that for somebody like yourself get strong enough that you would move?
Well, you know, it seems like there's so much happening all over the place. I mean, we've heard the predictions in Wyoming and just about where are you going to go? Alaska had one in 64. And by the way, this feeling that I get, I had this feeling prior to the 89 earthquake that Jim Berkman predicted.
Right.
Big Bear Landers quakes in Southern California, and when I was a kid, the 71 earthquake in Newhall Saugus. And it's just sort of like when you're going over whoop-de-doos or when a plane is descending to land, you get that feeling in your gut.
Right.
Tickle feeling.
Sure.
And probably it's that and electromagnetic flux and the shifting of the lines of magnetism and that electromagnetics of the Earth. You feel like a broken magnet where that magnet breaks. It changes where those lines of flux go. And I believe that's what is picked up by the animals. Oh, the seals that split out of San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, I heard about that. They just sort of en masse left.
Yeah. And as you know, Jim Berkman uses that as a major predictor. And we've had a rash of more dogs and cats reported on our radio station up here, our community radio station.
Really?
That are disappearing, or people have found dogs and cats wandering where they're not supposed to be.
Well, what I heard about seals is scientists said they found a new food source somewhere. That I don't know about.
That just sounds kind of convenient.
It does. It does. I agree with you. Okay. Again, that's a very, very interesting prediction in number 69. And I am certainly beginning to see what I would consider to be a trend for predictions for 2010, and that would be a West Coast earthquake, whether it's tsunamis or earthquakes. A lot of people are talking about that. A lot of people seem to feel it's going to occur. So if there is a major earthquake along the West Coast, I think we can say that we've had enough predictions of it that that it's meaningful, that the predictions are indeed meaningful. So I hope it's wrong. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello, first time caller line. It's your turn. Going once, going twice. Are you there? Gone. Okay, let's try it again. It's still ringing. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, let me turn my radio off.
Okay, thank you.
My prediction is that we're going to have a medical breakthrough that will stop the aging process.
Really?
Really.
Better happen pretty soon for me.
Well, they've been, ever since they've mapped the human body, I've been thinking that was going to happen real soon.
If they had a medical breakthrough that stopped aging and you were in control of it, would you release it or would you keep it secret?
Well, all of your other predictions that were tonight, I believe those are all very possible, and this is what will give hope to all that.
Well, maybe. But that kind of medical breakthrough, if released generally, could also be more or less the end of the world.
Well, dare I tie in the Mayan calendar?
Okay. It's a very, very interesting point you bring out. I mean, to stop aging is going to soon be a possibility. I just wonder what the implications are incredible. The Earth couldn't support the numbers of people who would suddenly be around. I suppose selfishly, those who had stopped aging would begin calling for birth control that would make China's control look like, jaywalking.
Well, it would change the mindset, this consciousness that we all feel. It might unite us finally. It's going to give the world hope. And possibly destroy it at the same time.
Well, there might become a law against having babies at all.
Well, I don't know. Babies are kind of cute. I don't think we'd give those up.
If we didn't. Okay, well, anyway, I have a very interesting prediction. Number 70, aging is stopped. Medical breakthrough that stops aging. For all I know, they've already got it and are not releasing it. And the same question goes for you. If you were in control of such an incredible medical breakthrough, would you release that? And before you answer that question, think really hard about it. Because as she just said, out of the mouths of babies are cute. So we wouldn't stop having babies. Well, if we stopped aging and didn't stop having babies, how many generations would go by before the last generation? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Joy in Atlanta. How are you?
I'm all right, Joy. Contemplating a lot of what's been said tonight. How about you? Just let me try this out on you. If there was a medical breakthrough that stopped people aging and you were in control of it, would you release that or keep it secret?
If I owned the rights to it, I might be inclined to keep it secret so I could at least make enough money to become a professional volunteer, which is my heart's desire. But if I didn't own it and couldn't do that, then I would be really upset if it was not released to the public. Although I have to say, at my age, I'm ready to lay back and retire a little bit and do the things that I want to do and enjoy life in general. And if I live to be 800, I might have to keep working forever, you know?
See, I don't think you'd live to be 800 because if they stopped aging, they wouldn't stop babies.
Well, that's
and
true.
How long could the world handle that?
Well, it'd be pretty crowded, wouldn't it?
Right. I think not for 800 years. So.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. I had a dream, a very vivid dream, a couple of weeks ago, and so I'm going to make this prediction. I had a dream that there was a fairly major battle in Afghanistan near the Pakistani border, and that as a result of this battle, we finally learn the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden, and it is announced that he is deceased. I don't remember, you know how you'll forget things when you wake up from a dream?
Sure.
I only have a sense that in the revelation it was that he had been dead for some time. And that the information came to light because of someone that was captured or whatever, records, documents that they had. It may be that he was killed as a result of the battle. But I just think we finally figure out where he is and that he will be deceased once we find out.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's going to be prediction number 71. And I hope we get him too. But you know what? I've come to the conclusion, as I think many have, that whether we get bin Laden or not, terrorism is going to continue.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah.
I would like to see, some of the people that are still hurting as a result of 9/11 at least feel some sense of justice or. Not closure. There's never closure for something like that.
No, there really isn't. Not
but
even
at least
if,
putting things to rest.
Mm-hmm. Not even if we get bin Laden and execute him. People think there'll be closure, but suddenly it's empty.
Yes, that's the way I think so.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for the call. And I'm going to try and do a quick one here. Let's go to the first time caller line. You're on the air. Well, you should be on the air. First-time caller, are you there? No? Okay. Bus for the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year to you, Art. And I'm
Thank
Mickey
you.
From Mesa, Arizona.
Yo, Mickey.
Yes. Now, my prediction, the trouble is I have these dreams, and my problem is in really trying to analyze what they mean, so I will tell you it. I'm out in the sunlight, and myself and neighbors are standing and watching like spider webs falling out of the sky, landing on the ground so it looks almost like frost. I am going to interpret this as meaning the World Wide Web breaks down.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's what I think.
All right.
Now, that's from what I see of my... Now, these spider webs might mean something else to someone.
They might, but I'll take that. Mickey, we're at a break point. I got to go. Thank you very much for the prediction. It is number 72, World Wide Web gone. Here I am, other side of the world, folks. And the sun is high in the sky, and it's a beautiful day here in Manila. And I know where you are. It's... About 98% of you are experiencing nighttime. All right, the predictions we're getting for 2010, I think, are the best that we've ever received for any year. I'm serious about that. They're absolutely intriguing. Reviewing some more of the 2009 predictions, let me go through a few more here. Number 77, the assault ban, or the assault weapon ban renewed. Now, I don't think there have been any changes in that area. There's been talk about it, but no changes that I'm aware of. I'm going to bonk that. If I'm wrong, let me know. 78. Let's see. The Mannings meet in the Super Bowl. I believe that's a bonk, but again, I haven't been paying attention. Let me know. 79, a shift in consciousness. Well, I'm going to bonk that because there really hasn't been. Number 80, the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem destroyed. We get that one almost every year. That's a bonk. Number 81, U.S. citizens start to grow food. Well, for me to ding that, it would have to be a really major shift, and I don't think that's occurred, so that's a bonk. I'm being a little rough here. Number 82, housing problem eases in 2009. Well, ding, 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 ding. Certainly that is true. I've seen a lot of reports of, you know, housing starts being way up and all the rest of it, so tentative ding. No, a ding. 83, the Ark of the Covenant found. No, hasn't been. Number 84, Obama haters set up Obama. Let me think about that. Obama haters set up Obama. Well, there was a big brouhaha over the birth certificate, but I don't know that that was a setup. I'm not sure what to do with this. I'm going to bonk that. I don't think that really happened. 85, Black Panthers regain power, and I think that's a bonk as well. Again, if I'm wrong, I mean seriously wrong about any of these, feel free to fast blast me and let me know, and I'll certainly consider it. Okay, there you have it. We'll review some more in a while. In the meantime, we're going to go back to the absolutely fascinating predictions that you're making for 2010 in just a moment. Number 72 was a lady who interpreted her dream about spider webs and so forth to be the demise of the entire World Wide Web. That was number 72. And now on to number 73. This would be, let's see, east of the Rockies, I believe. You're on the air.
Oh, the second Mr. Murray, you off. Good evening. This is Janice, and I am from upstate New York, maybe 50 miles south of Syracuse.
Hi, Janice.
And my prediction is there's going to be a couple big medical breakthroughs this year. One is going to be a cure for MS. And the other one is going to be through the Johns Hopkins Center in Washington, I think it is. And it's going to be a vision, either glaucoma or a macular degeneration. There's going to be a cure for one of those.
Wow. Okay. MS and a vision cure.
Yes.
For, yeah. Okay. I guess both are entirely possible. I know they're doing a lot of serious research in both, so it certainly could be. You join the ranks of those with fascinating predictions. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And good evening.
Right, take care. It's number 73. You know, there's really nothing else like what we're doing here. In other words, these are on the air. There's no hanky-panky. They're all recorded with numbers, and I just have this feeling that We're in a really good predictive phase right now. For some reason, you're just doing very, very well, much better than I expected you would do this year. And I'm not sure what to attribute it to, but it's good. Okay, let's go. First time caller line, your turn to make a prediction for 2010. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Mike, I'm calling from the Strip.
In Las Vegas?
Yes.
All right.
Right in front of what used to be the Stardust.
Yes, sir.
My prediction was going to be something in the order that they were going to announce their plans for a multinational venture that would go to Mars next year.
Oh, you really think so?
Well, at least the planning stages of it, not the actual fulfillment of it.
Well, that would take time, of course. But they're going to announce that they're going to do it.
Yes.
That would really be something. I'm in love with that idea, of course, but the funding for anything in space is, you know,
yes,
very much on the back burner. So you think it'll be an international effort?
That's what I'm thinking it would have to be.
Yeah, it certainly would. Interesting prediction, and you never know. I mean, we need something to look forward to, and I sure do miss space. Hey, listen, how's it going in Vegas for New Year's Eve?
It's well, they got the people wandering up and down the street so far. It hasn't gotten too wild yet.
Well, let's see. You're only about what, 17 minutes away from New Year's?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Take care.
All right, thank you, Art.
Thank you very much for the call. Las Vegas, where in 17 minutes the new year arrives. And think how long we've been in it here. It's just an amazing world in more ways than one. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi there.
Extinguish your radio, please. Okay, thanks. Name yourself and where are you?
Good evening, Art. This is Carl calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
And first, I wanted to thank you for changing my life. I mean, that seems so preposterous, but from just listening to your show, I have an incredible, cool, eclectic library. I've been to the Monroe Institute twice for the Gateway and Lifeline program. And if I wouldn't have discovered your program one night, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Wow.
And I've been getting a feeling about freshwater wars. And I think somewhere very soon down the road that when we talk about oil and resources that people will go and bring up arms for, it mm-hmm. will be fresh water.
Well, at some point, I guess it's inevitable, but that's a scary thought. Can you imagine fighting wars over water? I guess you can. Obviously, you're making a prediction. All right, your prediction is number 75, and I hope it doesn't come true.
And thanks so much for a few moments of your time and Coast to Coast rules.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been so far an extremely well-behaved audience. I'm impressed with the predictions. I'm impressed with the demeanor of the callers. Let's go here, Wildcard Line. You are on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your first name and where are you?
Karen in Colorado.
Okay.
Prediction I have touches a little bit on the first prediction made last night about Israel attacking Iran.
Yes.
And I believe they will. However, I do believe that Iran will retaliate using ICBMs and possibly do it with dirty weapons. And if they do, I believe that Israel will retaliate using nuclear weapons.
Oh, I think they would. Technically, I think Iran does not have ICBMs. That's intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Correct.
But they do have ballistic missiles for sure, and they can reach Israel. So, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, if Israel attacked Iran and Iran responded with something nasty like, I don't know, a biological weapon, for example, Israel, I think, would pull out a nuke from their stash, and God knows where it would go from there.
Unfortunately, what would happen with Iran attacking Israel, are their guidance systems accurate enough to Israel, or are they going to hit neighboring Arab countries? And then what would be the result of that?
Nothing good.
I don't believe it would be.
Boy.
Thank you very much, Art. You have a All good right. New Year.
Right. Thank you very much. So a lot of people on that as well. They think that this is going to be the year that Iran is attacked by Israel. And there aren't very many ways that works out well unless Iran simply does not respond. And I don't see that happening, kind of like that lady. I don't see that happening. They would certainly do something. And if it was in the biological arena, you could fully expect Israel to yank a nuke and send it their way. So there sure are a lot of dangers that remain in the world, aren't there? I guess there always will be. How many of you think there will be a day that will come that truly will, you know, as every beauty pageant contestant would hope or wish, world peace? I don't think so. It's not part of human nature. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, sir. How are you?
Good. Man, I'm glad to get on. My name is Jeff, and I'm from Courtville, California.
Okay, Jeff.
And my prediction is cattle mutilations. I think that in 2010, we will find out that they are it's a government conspiracy, or not so much a government conspiracy, but that big business is trying to put out the little guys. And I think that we will find out that it's a big hoax. You know, they're trying to make it look like UFOs and everything just to put out, you know, the smaller businesses. And I think they're doing a good job at it right now.
Doesn't it strike you as more than strange that cattle mutilations have been going on now for years and years and years, decades actually, and we've never discovered who's doing it? I mean, that really is weird.
Yeah, very weird. And I was listening to the show the other night, and it was just weird how, you know, you had these old farmer guys coming on, and they were just like, you know, a couple of them were really mad, actually, you know, and well, they kind of brought that to my attention. But I think that we're going to find out something this year, what's going on with that.
I hope so. All right. Thank you very, very much for the prediction number 77. And, yeah, how can that be? How really can it be that these cattle mutilations have been going on for so long and we've really never caught anybody? I mean, that's almost impossible. So there has to be some sort of very strange answer to it. To the first-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I was going to say, time to take over. I'm nervous.
Oh, just relax. What's your first name?
My name is Diane.
Okay, Diane. Where are you?
I'm in Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Cold up there, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I wish winter was over.
It's about 80 degrees here right now.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah. Okay, Diane. 78 is going to be your number. What is your prediction?
Well, I'm predicting that we're going to see world peace.
That's funny. I just mentioned world peace. And I'd like to understand how or what process you think could possibly bring world peace, considering the current situation with terrorists everywhere, terrorism increasing, people with bombs in their underwear and shoes and stuff like that. What possible process could initiate world peace?
Thinking more along like biblical lines.
It would have to be biblical.
Yeah, it would really have to be because, you know, the world has seen so much crime and violence, and things don't seem to be getting any better. And people don't need to really look at world peace in that particular way, in a bad way. I think it would be in a great way. Because I think the only intervention and the only thing that's going to bring about any type of world peace is not through mankind, because they could bring about peace, but they can't stop death, and they can't, you know, you're talking about the world being overcrowded. And I think in a biblical way that could be accomplished.
Okay, prediction number 78. I consider it to be highly unlikely, but it would take a biblical event to do it. So she was right on there. Now I'll put it down. Number 78, world peace. World peace. I guess I shouldn't sound that way about it. I would love world peace, as would so many of you I know, but I just, you know, it's so unlikely. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Very well, sir. Thank you.
Happy and blessed New Year to you, and I just wanted to say, if the Saints win the Super Bowl, I'm Cornelius from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
If the Saints win the Super Bowl, the end of the world. All right.
Wait a minute now. Are you predicting the Saints are going to win?
Yes, sir.
Well, that would be the end of the world.
All right, God bless you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. That's prediction number 79. Thank you. Thank you very much. Saints win Super Bowl. Well, you never know. I mean, strange things do occur, don't they? Let's go to another wild card line and say, yo-ho, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art. This is Bad Boy Scott out here in eastern Utah in the oil fields. I had a prediction for you.
Okay.
I feel that people from Latin America are going to start, there's going to be a lot of murders coming from people from that part of the world up into North America. I think it's going to be a lot of the drugs and stuff, but I believe that it's going to skyrocket the murders along the border and into the United States in the next year.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that will occur? All over drugs?
I feel that that's what's going to happen. I feel that I've been moved away from that area of the world for protection. But I've thought that it's going to happen for a very long time. I over maybe the last 10 years. But I felt like it was going to happen eventually, and I feel like it's going to be this year. And I think that it'll have to do with the economic, more bad economic downfall in this country, and it's going to affect them, and they are going to...
Okay. All right. No, I get it. That's number 80, and I get it, but I don't know that I agree. Now, of course, the drug situation along the border is one thing, and that may well escalate. However, following the economic downturn, I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but a lot of people had been crossing the border into the United States, you know, searching for work and money, actually began going the other way. The economic downturn caused an awful lot of people to return to Mexico and other South American countries. Those who were here illegally. I wonder what happens when somebody goes the other way. In other words, when they've been in the U.S. illegally for, you know, some substantial period of time, and then they go back to Mexico. Well, probably not much, because my recollection of the Mexican border going in is that they just sort of wave you in like, you know, welcome to Mexico. Going the other way is a little more difficult. Well, from Manila in the Philippines, Southeast Asia, I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back.